You're good.
Here. Okay. So it's July 9th. We're here for the Kirby Planning Board meeting. And I will call it to order. I guess we don't have any May meeting minutes right now. We're looking for them.
That's why I didn't put like to approve them. I just put May meeting minutes because
Sorry, guys. So, what we're actually here, our main main thing tonight is to finalize the survey that we plan and hope to send out with the tax bill. So, in front of you, you have the old survey that we kind of went over, and Annie kindly put that together. And then David and I put that survey through AI and came up with the second one, which is the one with Gmail on the top, which I think we should just go through. I have a couple of suggestions on this, but let's see what you guys think too.
Can I just clarify? So this is the one that we have been working on?
Yes.
And we're maybe going to add some of these suggestions to that one, or do this one?
This one would be our final one.
Okay.
So we should go off this one, but I copied this, the other one, in case you wanted to compare.
Okay.
Is that okay, Marty?
Yeah, no, I just, like, I know I've missed a lot, so I just was curious if this is the one that we're...
Do you have the...
I got the bullet copies done. And I remember we had gone through it before.
Yeah.
Like, so I know I missed some of it, but...
Yeah.
I'm just curious, why AI?
Because it's so easy.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't sure if there was, like, a strategic...
No.
...reason.
It'll just save us so much work.
Okay.
So... Are you using AI?
I am using AI, but I am more and more beginning to think that AI is not the way we should be leaning into technology. But I don't know. I haven't even read the survey, so I'm not trying to.
This is pretty good.
But I just think, you know, we're all just like handing off control. But
well, yeah.
It's better to learn how to do it. You know?
Yeah, like, and I didn't do it. David is the one that has the program to do it.
No,
and
it's more just curiosity.
Like, yeah, before. And we went through it and definitely made some changes to their suggestions, the AI suggestions. But it was I'm not familiar with it, Marty, I have to say, but I thought this was pretty wonderful.
Cool.
I have to say.
I mean, we had gone through this one for several meetings, so we had plenty of time to think about it, but just curious what was...
We're also actually putting in the town plan in AI, too.
Okay.
Which is making a huge difference.
Nice.
Except for updating numbers, which is... Marla sent me some more numbers, which is great.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start at the... top, just the name, the property address, checking one resident and non-resident. And the purpose of the survey.
Looks pretty similar on both, huh?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did it change anything in our options or no?
A little bit.
Let's see, rural character, family, school choice. Those are all there. Proximity.
Yeah.
Nature, other. Okay.
It didn't change a lot as far as the first page, especially. Okay, and the survey questions. About the Planning Zoning Board, do you have any questions about that, any of you? That's pretty
much
exactly the
same. I think it looks good. I remember talking about why we should first tell people what we do before we ask them if we should keep doing it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I actually like that first question. Do you believe the Planning Zoning Board should continue as a volunteer body? And then the alternative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. We've struggled for a long time to
get
volunteers, and we're in a good spot now, but
we still don't get everybody.
People
here.
Gotta want to do it, or else it's option two. So.
Yeah. And the ranking of the four most important reasons. What do you think about that?
That looks good. It looks the same to me, so I know we had already spent a lot of time thinking about it.
And Kirby developing at a pace.
You want me to write? You want me to add to the original? Of the original we had.
Too fast.
Do you think Kirby is developing dot dot dot? So. Do you think Kirby is developing at a pace?
That is. Too fast, too slow, straight.
Well, that's easy enough. I can add that up.
And then the reason, which is optional. And number four.
Wait, am I using the same format I've already been using? Or
I would say
is somebody else going to... I'm not going to start with AI now and try to do this. Whoever has this draft would want to do that, if that's what we're going to do. What was the plan?
I can do it from David's AI.
So you want to keep this format?
To be honest, I haven't seen anything different yet.
Yeah, well, let's just keep going.
Okay. It looks good. I mean, what
okay,
we
so
thought.
I'm not going to make notes on mine, then, if we're not going to use mine.
That's
we're
fine.
Gonna keep this. There's no point in...
That's fine.
And yeah, the only difference I see is on number three, the AI has a reason optional, and one doesn't. So,
gotcha.
You know, a person has a reason.
That's a good idea. That's helpful.
And number four.
Number four, that second home or short-term rental should maybe be included on that. Did you decide against it?
I did not have that in there. But we can definitely add that. What do you guys all think?
Or it could be like vacation / second home.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Like short-term rental should probably be on there.
Yeah, that's fine. You guys, what do you think? For number four?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I'm fine with putting it there. I feel like we're not addressing every type of business that exists in Kirby, so I don't know that we need to, because we don't have there's no other commercial use of it. It just says commercial growth. You know what I mean?
The last one.
On number four, I'm saying we're going to highlight one.
Oh, you're saying it should be included with commercial growth?
I would think so. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because we're not listing specifically any other type of commercial growth.
Right.
I don't know.
Being short-term rental and vacation home being part of commercial growth.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of. It's not in a commercial district, but it is.
I don't think a vacation or a second home would be commercial growth.
No.
But short-term rental would be.
I'm fine to add it.
I personally think that we should take out commercial growth and put in short-term rental / vacation homes.
My one thought on it is, do we know how many there are? Does our board know how many short-term rentals there are?
No.
I think we've given out, because we didn't even have it as a conditional use until 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe five or six.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
But I think a lot of people that were doing it have stopped.
So I think if we don't put some context of currently there are five permitted short-term rentals in town, otherwise people are going to be like, well, I hear about them, and so I think there's too many. Like, do they know? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if we should single it out.
Commercial? Could you just leave commercial growth? And
that's what I'm saying is, like, if we're going to put...
And make an addition?
If we're going to put short-term rental, we should put currently there are five permitted in town, or whatever, you know, like we could find the number of that. Because if you're just asking on a gut feeling, should it increase, decrease, like how many people can even answer the question of how many are there? It might be more of an emotion of this is a problem. I remember years ago we were talking about this is a big problem, you know?
Yeah.
We're not providing context for any of that. We're not telling people how many family homes or how many multifamily homes.
Well, that doesn't really need numbers.
But I'm saying to single out one specific commercial activity and be like, well, how many people work from home in town? Do we know? Like, we're not.
No.
Do you see what I mean? I just don't know.
But why would you want to add short-term rentals then?
I'm not. That's why I'm saying I don't think we should open that.
I think it fits in with the commercial growth.
I'm saying,
but
that
not to mention it at all. You're saying
it's there. It's there. I'm just saying that I have been in plenty of meetings where bringing up short-term rental triggers people in a way that we can no longer talk about how many are there even.
Like,
Do you see what I mean? So I'm saying if we put it, I'm fine to put it if people want to know specifically how do you feel about this issue. But then I would say if we're going to specifically ask them, what's your opinion on short-term rental? We should also tell them there are only literally
but
one.
Who brought up short-term rental?
I don't even remember.
Well,
but I think it's
finally
commercial.
I might have at another meeting, but I didn't see that the commercial growth was even on here. I think it is
because
of commercial growth.
It has to be.
So
I mean, you're paying taxes on it.
Just that one, I think it fits in with commercial growth.
Just
leave it commercial growth.
Leave
it as is.
Okay.
That was my only thought, because if we go through every other conditional, you know, if we start going through the regs and we're like, here's all the other types of permits, are we going to ask people, should there be more campsites? Should there be more, you know? I just think it's commercial. It fits under there.
Okay. So leave it, you're suggesting leaving at commercial growth and don't even mention short-term rentals.
I think if, there's nowhere for them to comment a reason there, but if they were like, I think as we said in number three, there's like the add a reason option. We could put that for whatever any number of these and say, well, why do you think? Because if we're asking people, why do you think there should?
We could definitely add that.
Yeah, like that's all. So if they're like, if in their circle they're talking about, well, short-term rental is getting too big. I'm going to specifically list it as something that I like, don't like, whatever. And they can identify that. Because here, if you ask me, should forestry increase, decrease, remain the same, I don't even know how much is happening in town. You know?
Right.
So I'm just like, well, on my drive home, nothing looks different, so I'm good with it. You know? Like, but what's, I think, to give a reason. So if someone's like, yeah, commercial should be decreased, you know, feel free to tell us.
Do you want to tell us why?
Does it make sense though to have that like why section under every single option, or does it make more sense to have like a comments under the entire question?
I think reason or comments optional is wise to put under almost everything.
A thing that is a little bit wonky for me is the format of this. If we can get it to say like, see how like on mine it's got like it's in one line, like this is
right.
If you can get it to do like vacation homes on one line, single family homes on one line versus because it even does it down here like air quality Like, yeah. Air quality should just be on one line.
Yeah.
You know,
this could just be, you know, copied and formatted.
I totally agree.
Page.
Right.
Yep.
Like, make
totally
sure
agree,
that,
Annie. Yeah.
I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it with the AI stuff, but.
You just copy paste it.
You just, yeah. It's basically the same.
You just tell AI.
It'd be a lot shorter, too, if thing, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It'll be less pages, too, which is less mailing.
Yeah. That's,
we don't that sounds want, good.
That's fine.
We don't want to have to go over our postage. We want to keep our postage the same.
Yeah, I agree.
The point of sending it out with tax bills, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they'll give you a reason. I think either way, if we put a reason option below all of them or for each one, I think either one. We're just giving them a chance.
Oh, you mean like at the bottom of the survey? Like?
Sure. Like for this specific question, for number four.
I think the reason optional should be below four.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because then if they...
Because I think it would be much easier to follow than if we left it at the very bottom.
Yeah, I think if we just put it below this and we just say, feel free to leave a more detailed explanation.
Just add reason optional.
Yep. Yeah. So if they're very much against forestry, we'll know it. Or they're very much for it. I don't know.
There's a lot of forestry going on, actually.
I've noticed when I drive the ridge now,
on that.
You can see the
right.
The opening here on the hillside.
Yeah. Is there going to be a house across the road from that?
I don't know. I don't.
I noticed they cleared like across the road and cleared down. I didn't know if they were going to put a house up there that kind of overlooks the clearing. I didn't know if there was anything.
Are you talking about up on North Kirby Road?
I don't know which road it is.
I don't think it's the same owner on both sides. It's Brian Nichols on this side, and
I saw.
Isn't it Cody Jackman on the other side? Oh, so
it's
not even the same
thing. I thought it was Heath.
Oh, I just assumed somebody was going to maybe put a house up there.
Logged for both of them, but oh. Gotcha.
I thought Heath did it. But whatever. Okay. Minimum lot sizes? Environmental issues?
That part looks the same to me.
Yep.
Yeah.
But like Annie said on the other one,
I'll format it.
Be on the same line as air.
It'll, I'll format it.
Right.
Yeah.
What's this first one? I don't want to rip my staple out.
You can rip it out.
Removal. Is that like trash?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you show you. My speed internet. So we're taking out all the... Several of these questions here about do you have school children? Oh, no, it's there.
No, it's there.
It's just, okay, yep.
We're adding.
We're taking out.
We're adding this whole.
I see.
Number seven.
Yep. The services.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Number eight.
Sorry.
What?
A lot of comments. Number seven. None of those are anything that we actually, that you can actually do anything about, right? So does that need to be there?
I mean...
It gives us an idea.
Because, I mean, we tried providing trash services and not enough people used it to pay for itself, so we got rid of it. Our fire is a disaster. We contract with who we can because it's all we can do. Internet... I don't know.
I mean, putting it in here might make people think that we can do something about it. I don't know. Is it going to make people think that?
I personally think that it's, I mean, a good thing to know about, but I think it's...
Is it already in the old version of the town plan? I think it... there was something in there about...
There is, yeah. About all of them. I mean, I we can't do anything about any of them. The only thing that I was the snow removal services I would take out personally, because I think it's just about plowing, right?
Well, some towns provide plowing, like Monroe, New Hampshire. The town plows everyone's driveway.
Wow! The perk of living in Monroe.
Seriously?
Your driveway gets plowed.
Well, they used to. I don't know if they still do that.
That would be wild.
They must have more road guys.
You wouldn't make any money trying to be a snowplow in that town.
Yeah, I do think... My only thought is if we're asking them in the beginning, like, here's what the zoning board does, and then ask them, do you think they should continue? And then ask them about things that we can't really... Like, I'm not saying we shouldn't mention these, maybe in our town plan, and just say, like, as...
But not in the survey?
As the town grows, we're still, like, the old one was like, oh, we want to keep the rural character and this and that, but... So we could mention, like, how we're trying to responsibly consider... emergency services and this and that, but I think it's true, like, if we tell people these are on our survey, they're going to think we can do more about it.
Okay.
I think it's helpful, but I just think if they're, like, telling us if we should exist or not, and then asking them, what about this thing that we don't...
Right, what if they all say, oh, our fire protection is terrible, we need our own fire department?
Well, they're not going to say that, but we can take the whole thing out.
I just wonder if we're sending, like, a mixed message, that's all. You know what I mean? Asking about something that we don't...
Sure. I'll just take it out.
For sure, the snow removal. There's already the broadband committee there that is, like, pushing that agenda.
Yep. So I'll remove number 7 completely.
What do you guys think about it?
Off the AI one there. How important are the following infrastructure and services? Yeah, I think that should be omitted.
And I don't think that housing affordability should be in there at all. 8. I think that should be eliminated.
I think for the same reason is that we don't have any... We don't have any...
Yeah, we're not building apartments.
Right, or affordable housing.
Right. Yeah, when we are looking at what's permitted or not permitted, we're doing it based on the regs, not based on the price tag of it.
Right.
I don't know. I think I would be shocked if... many people said yes for any of those
any
questions.
Of yeah,
I don't think anyone would.
There's nothing affordable in any corner of Kirby, so...
I don't think anyone would answer yes.
Well, if there's nothing affordable, then why are people living here?
Riverside
School. Oh, you are something. You just right go right for that, don't you, every time?
Well, I don't...
I'll tell you why I live in town. I live in the house where I grew up.
Right.
Well, but you didn't know that. I wanted to raise my kids there.
Right. But do you really have an issue with the independent school thing?
I wouldn't have an issue with it if all the other towns did it too. But since we're the only ones who do, they flock here. And then as soon as their kids graduate, they sell their house to another family with little kids. And as soon as their kids graduate, the house never runs out of school children, so our amount of school kids is high every single year.
But what's the problem with that?
Well, I think it just speaks.
Do you like your tax bill, Hillary?
No.
Mine's fine because I have I don't have $1 million house. So
no, I neither do I. But I believe
in
education.
I hear people complaining a lot about their tax bills because they have nice houses and they want to keep them.
Yeah, I didn't mean to open up a can of worms. It's just I don't have children, but I believe that education is really important.
I do too.
I think it's.
But I went to a public school and
afford to
turned out okay.
So yeah, did I.
Yeah, I want to be able to afford to stay in Kirby.
I think it also. For
and
me,
is it only because of the school that we can't afford to?
Well, it's not the town taxes.
Education tax is a huge part of your tax
bill. It's
which is
two-thirds
driven,
of it or more.
Which
no?
is driven by...
Yeah. I think for
no,
me...
No, I get it. I get it, but I just...
I'm a teacher. I'm not against education either, but, I mean, for me, it's more like you grew up in town, you live here. I grew up here, and I live here. How many times do we see this revolving door of it's a family moves into one of the big houses... You know, four kids go through school, then they sell it. That ups our property values because
right.
they're selling them for
and they're not
50,
like two-bedroom
you know.
It's just like a continuous cycle that's upping
I mean,
upping
I wouldn't have any problem with it. I don't mind educating all the kids in the state.
Right.
But it's not building community. It's, you know, we're talking, right. like, how much focus is there on somebody putting in a short-term rental? But then, like... When you have an eight-year rental because you have a kid coming in kindergarten and then going until, like, that's a different type of a short. That's a 10-year rental. That, you know what I mean? I'm just like.
I think that
it doesn't
every town should have to allow school choice because then they wouldn't all flock to this teeny tiny town and expect that they could live. In Lindenville or St. Johnsbury or Newark.
No, I totally know that it's an issue. And I don't know how much longer we can afford to live here. I get it.
I was going to say, though, back to, like, I know that was all a side conversation, but when I read affordable housing anyways, you were asking, like, how does anyone afford? I don't think of, like, we complain that it's expensive, but I think of affordable housing as, like, government subsidized.
Right, right. No,
it's
I
not
understand.
Even the same.
No, I get it.
Which, again, if that is, I don't know if that's something we have.
Well, we're going to take that all out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like a.
Yeah,
I don't know that we
eight
can,
is kiboshed already.
And okay. Seven is too.
Yeah.
Good. They're good questions, but.
How many years have you lived in Kirby? And 10 is the school age children. Mm-hmm. It says, so 12 is.
We should probably put your current age instead of current age.
Oh, yeah.
Because you ask about school age children and then you ask about an age.
Yep, that's fine.
I mean, it's obvious. I mean,
right.
But if we leave it like that, a lot of people might just come back with under 20 because they've got school-age kids, so mm-hmm. they don't understand.
That's fine, yeah.
Just to...
So number 12, I think, might open a can of worms, too, because is anybody willing to give people future information?
I think that could be as simple as, like, they give us their email. We have a planning board email, and we just send out a monthly, there's a meeting on Wednesday. Feel free to come and input. And, you know, like, that's what we're asking is, would you like to be involved? And it could just be like, hey, we're meeting.
It's not even saying we have to do anything.
No.
It's just saying if you're interested in future info.
It could just be a monthly reminder of, like, there's a zoning board meeting
or
tonight.
It
it's
a
public
place.
Meeting.
Also, you could put in,
And then we have emails.
On such and such a website, you can look at, huh?
When you're changing zoning rights and stuff, it might be good to
We'd have
shoot
more,
out a bulk
a contact
email.
Yeah. For people. Or we could say, like, hey, you know, this is, you're one, there's 10 people that were interested in this.
Right.
Would you guys be interested in coming to a meeting and talking with us about what you like or don't like about the issue?
Okay.
So I think it's okay.
Should we put on here, should we put, I don't know how to word it right now, my brain is fried, but should we put something in here also about, like, where they can find, like, the Kirby webpage or whatever? Like, just put the Kirby webpage?
We could do that.
Or should we not?
They can
Google it. Okay. Let them Google it.
We gotta, I mean,
with me.
We gotta put some responsibility on the residents of the town to know how to find
right.
their town government. Mm-hmm. Like,
so that order to get this in, you're printing off tax stuff tomorrow.
Tax bills tomorrow.
When are they expected to go out?
I was hoping Friday.
Yeah, I had no idea it was they were gonna go out in July.
Apart, I think
if
we're
we use
close.
My survey format, I could just. I mean,
so
I can be ready.
I don't have a computer, so I can ask.
David. Using yours, we just have to add. What is it? A reason line under
yes.
number three.
Yes, under number.
I mean, I'm just saying, mine.
Give
I could
reason.
Have mine done. I could go home tonight and just pluck in the edits and send it.
There's
back
not
to
too
own.
Many, so
yeah,
it was, give a reason. Wait, was it number six?
Number six, yes.
Give a reason.
Yeah, reason.
And also on.
And number five, too, no?
And number three.
Yep. So three. No, sorry. It was three, four.
Yes, three.
Does
three,
that make
four,
sense, Annie?
And seven, no?
Three.
Because
we had the commercial growth thing under number four.
Four.
Well, on her copy, though, it's three, four, and six.
Yes.
Yeah, so three, four, and six.
And then adding your current age to number nine.
Yeah.
And we need to, let's see. I think it would be wise to put reason optional also for number five. And if we can
lot
just
sizes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's important to make sure all the spacing is consistent, Annie, too.
What are you trying to say?
Like,
so I think your AI spacing looks worse than my spacing. Just saying.
Okay, whatever. Except, I'm
it's
saying...
It's very hard in Word to get this spacing
yeah, to
fast.
Get them under that category.
Right, but I'm yeah. saying just to make sure that these lines are...
Oh, well, that's... Look at... That's just your printing. Look. It is. It's perfect. Look.
Okay, great.
Cool.
That's just must be however you... I don't know.
Okay.
You want to see my copy?
Wow. Those are the straightest lines.
Look, that's Word. I took some time
so,
in that sucker.
So that seems like we can pretty much...
I think it's just however that came across just came across wrong, that's all. Like, that's, when it came through the email or whatever.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
So if we do...
So if you add that, your current age, and then the reason optional.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then do you
and I added to this at a pace that is to number three. If your printing comes, your printing come
okay.
out funky too?
I know this from Hillary, so I think Gemini.
Well, if you.
That's what I have.
Are you happy with it, Hillary?
Okay. Yeah.
I think we just canceled this one part,
but
right?
You send it as a Word file this. Attachment.
Right, a Word document, yeah.
So
just the two parts.
If it comes out funky, just let me know, and then I'll just print a copy for you.
Portability.
I
think everything else we got.
It should move anything.
It should come
for fine.
I think AI was 7.
That looks
but if it comes out weird, just let me know. And
which
I can always stop
you
by.
Know, maybe for many towns.
So
they
are
have
you gonna
more,
do it? Then?
Maybe more of a fit.
She's gonna do it and send it to me.
Okay, great, thank
others
you.
Others that provide more of the services.
And if it comes up
in-house
weird
or
printing looking, just let me know and I can just run a copy over. And then you can just copy it off of that.
Okay, so.
Okay, so that's it for
the survey. Yeah.
I can compare and make sure. But.
Do you need any help with getting stuff out or?
I'm actually gonna have like a couple people here helping me tomorrow. So
okay.
So I'll get you this tonight then. Okay. So that when your help is here, you can utilize it.
Thank you very much, Annie. Okay. So. Then the next thing we were going to do is to look at our email list, which isn't working. And I personally think that we should delete the old email list
and just make a whole new
one. And make a whole new one.
The
it would
email
be nice if we ever could all be here at the same time because
it's you know, this is my frustration
it is.
With this committee is that people aren't here.
Right.
So,
because what happened last time was most people were on it and then people changed, and the more people that jumped onto it, somehow the contact number got changed or something, so I don't know whose number it was going to. When I set it up, it was going to mine so I could let people in, and like it can be one of you for sure.
No, I think it should still be you, and I think that we should just eliminate the old one and make a new one.
The confusion for me 1 month was just a different way. Like, I used to just, the only time I would email your personal email was like, just, hey, reminder, there's a meeting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you sent it from the board email to the board email. So it was only within that, within the Gmail. You know what I mean? And I totally spaced that month. And I'm like, oh, whoops. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you're saying.
So I'm saying, like, from the Gmail that we all share.
Right? The Kirby Planning.
Yeah, yeah, from the Kirby Planning. I used to email to each person, like, in a group and say, hey, reminder, meeting.
But you sent it to their personal email.
I would only send, the only thing I would send people to personal email was, like, hey, there's a meeting this week.
Have I sent more than that?
You send them, but you send it. To the Kirby, you send it from Kirby Planning to Kirby Planning. It doesn't.
Yeah, and I can't get on Kirby.
It doesn't
planning.
Leave that. So the reminder is only going within. It's like emailing yourself
into its own email.
I don't
right.
know, Hillary, if you have everyone's personal email yet.
I don't. I have no idea what the what's. I can't even look in the.
So like what
Kirby
happened
planning.
Is you emailed a reminder. Somebody else, one of us, 7 of us. Opened that email and saw it, and then it was a red email. So I didn't look.
So then it's not a new email anymore.
Do you see what I mean?
One person
I do.
Opened it.
Yeah. So what?
But I don't know. Do we need a Kirby Planning email?
I found it useful. I found it extremely useful because I was getting, Facebook messages from Amy Nixon at 10 p.m. at night asking about, can you comment on this or that? And I was like, Amy, this is like
my personal.
I'm a volunteer for the town, and I don't want to be like opening my private email in the middle of the night and receiving questions from the newspaper. Like, so I asked for there to be a town email, so it was a layer of I can open my personal email and not have fear that I'm being like hounded for. Not that Amy was ever rude or anything, but she was
right.
like. Asking me, and then I found, like, literally what I wrote her in Facebook, because she's my literal neighbor, and I was like, hey, Amy, like, here's what I know, was all quoted into the paper. And I was like, that was a private message in a personal Facebook, and I was just like, that's not what my Facebook was for,
yeah.
You know? And so I asked for the email to be created, And I said, Amy, please direct your questions to that account. And we, I said, because I can't like make the decision by myself as the chair.
Right. It's a separation of duties.
And we can't be emailing about like, what do we want to do? Because it has to be an open meeting.
Right.
And so I was like, you email the questions to the board email and we will get back to you from that. That's the only reason I wanted it, because I was getting it to my personal accounts.
Okay.
Like,
but I feel like it's good too, like anybody in the town too, like, you know, that they're emailing the Kirby planning email versus, like, they're not going to email Erin on her personal account. They're going to email Erin on her town clerk account.
We can set up a new
one. You know what I mean?
Let's just delete the other
one. It's good separation. Nobody wants to get, you know, work emails and their personal stuff. It's good to separate.
Do you mind deleting the other one?
No.
Setting up the other one? So you have all the emails?
Yes.
The only ones I added were Jerry and David.
I wouldn't delete the old one because there are things in here about a violation letter and a notice of appeal.
But that'll still stay there.
Huh?
That'll stay.
Yeah, I'm saying it'd create a new one because there's records in the Kirby.
But we have to make sure that we're emailing from the correct one, the correct group. So we could rename it.
What is it now, like kirbyplanningboard@gmail.com, something like that? Can it just be like kirbyplanningboard2@gmail.com?
The only thing I'm unsure is like, what would a new email, how would that work differently?
Yeah, how, if you where could is it get, posted?
If you get control of that phone.
That's why I haven't created a new one yet, was because I was thinking if everyone...
And we can't get everyone
here.
If
everyone was actually here, we could make sure everyone was connected before we left the room.
Right.
But
what if just the chairperson is connected? I don't think everyone needs to be in there.
Like, I don't want to be the only one.
I
don't even know why I'm the chairperson. It's because no one else did it.
I know. That's why I did it for years. I know.
So I'm about ready to walk out of this planning committee thing. I mean, no one even comes half the time. So
I fully understand your you know,
frustration.
Yeah. Like, I feel terrible because I haven't been here. Like, that's I've never missed two meetings in a row.
So,
like, and I did after 7 years, and then I did. So I'm
very
sorry.
It's rare that people show
it's
up
fine.
For select board meetings either.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the select board.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes Keith Wooster to give an update on FEMA, or sometimes Steve Baker just to check in, but really hardly ever anyone. Yeah.
Well, I just hope that everybody wants to pay someone to do this. That's what I hope.
I hear you. I've been saying this for years. That's why at literal town meetings, when people were not, the seats were not filled, and somebody moved to pass it to the selectmen to fill the positions, and everyone's like, yay, we did it. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You just kicked the can to somebody else to try to find volunteers, and the select board is trying to fix the roads that were damaged by a flood a year ago. And people are like, yay, we voted to make them find people. And I was like, good job, man. Way to do your civic duty and give someone else
a job.
Well,
the other thing is,
like, it's just not.
I know everybody's really busy. I do really know that. Everybody is really busy these days. I have lots of evening commitments. So I don't know what to say, but I'm frustrated. Oh, you're getting it all, Jerry.
It'll get better.
I fully understand. I was there for years.
No, I believe it.
And the worst is I teach Vermont history, and I was like, I don't want these things to go away and die. But then I would sit here every month and watch us barely make quorum, and I was like, why would I die to save this thing that no one cares about? You know? I get it. I think the survey's good. It's a good way to generate interest. It's a good way to get feedback for us to move forward.
Right.
And honestly, we do have a full board right now.
Just people
that's
just
why,
don't come.
I think that's why it's so wishy-washy, because everybody felt like they really had to be here because we had to get the quorum, but then, so now it's like, we know we're full, so it's like, oh, I've got to.
Yeah, but I don't even hear from people. Did you?
Yeah, you should.
No, this is what I was trying to explain to you. When I was chairperson for years,
what
I did was I sent an email to your personal email, your personal, and your personal, and that was the only communication I sent to your personal email.
And that's the one I saw, too.
And that was the only one because I was like, hey, guys, friendly reminder that we have a meeting.
Right. It was helpful.
Next week.
Yeah.
And that was it. And you sent it, but you sent it in.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
And so I didn't see it.
And the people that don't have access to it, like I don't.
I didn't get a reminder, and I just spaced.
Well,
I saw because I was emailing back and forth about this. So then you guys said, oh, it's, you know, see you whatever date.
To be honest with you, I showed up last Wednesday. And then I got here, and I was like, nope. And then I looked at the Kirby Planning Board email, and I was like, oh, yeah, I should have looked at that before I left the office. But I'm not used to checking the Kirby Gmail.
Right.
I'm used to getting in my personal. I even emailed my personal email.
To remind yourself?
To remind myself.
Yeah.
And
I do that sometimes.
You know.
Well, I can definitely do individual emails to remind people, but a lot of good it does.
It'll get better, like you said. Yeah, there's four of us here tonight. We got some business done.
And I don't know why I haven't heard from Linda.
Yeah.
About that. Do you know that she's okay?
I don't know her except for here.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard anything from Amanda.
Can we just say, for the sake of having the minutes done, can we just say, please refer to the recording can we say that?
Probably not, because the recordings won't last forever. But we'll keep the sheet of paper forever.
So what? I need to listen to the recording and then write the minutes? I mean, is that a solution if we don't get minutes?
That was a really, really, that was a very, very basic meeting. Remember, that was the young woman who came, and basically, I could probably do those.
Did you take notes during the meeting?
No. But I remember.
I mean, I could slap together some minutes.
I have some notes.
You took notes during the meeting. June 5th, right?
Yes, and that was when the young woman came to explain.
What was the May meeting?
Act 181. That was what it was.
It was the May meeting. That's
what we need minutes for, right?
No, it says June here, actually.
No, but I don't know if that's correct.
Well, it's July. Was there a June?
May got canceled.
Yeah,
and
there was
May that got canceled, and then June.
June was Act 181.
Yeah.
Okay, so June.
Yeah.
So I only missed one meeting, actually.
We missed the same meeting.
Yeah.
Because
there wasn't one in May.
No, well, you guys were really busy then. That was.
In June?
Yeah.
Oh no, that's not my grandma.
You had a family emergency. I was sick.
I was going to a funeral.
Oh.
But I didn't miss two, actually, so my record's still one in a row.
So you'll put together do you have a phone number for? No, you're going to put together the meetings, right? The minutes.
I can put together some minutes because I have enough notes here. So. You sure? Yeah.
Okay.
We're tier three.
It's not going to be in 5 calendar days because that's way, way gone.
Right.
No.
It's late now, yeah.
But
at least it'll.
But you have that printout that we got from her, and you have her name and stuff.
Kathleen Lohr from NBDA.
Yep. To promote housing and growth around downtown rather than a strip. But Like, we don't have a downtown, so it wasn't, it wasn't.
Her goal was to promote housing and growth around village centers, downtowns. Pretty likely no changes for us with no village center. We'll add info about maps to town plan, not applicable at this time.
Yeah, because we're tier three. There were tiers one, two, and three.
We're third place.
Yeah.
Imagine that, we're all dirt road. I mean, yeah. Really, for the most part. Not much village center. Downtown Kirby.
We didn't even have enough buildings.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we creating more work for you? That's probably not a good thing.
I don't usually do your minutes. No. And these will be easy ones, honestly.
Those are really, really simple.
I'm so used to doing select board minutes that it doesn't really take me long at all. So.
Okay. That was basic meeting that we didn't. Okay. What else do we have?
I remember a few meetings last winter where the three of us just sat in another room waiting.
Yeah, waited for people to come and nobody showed, yeah. So we just went home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a couple times that happened.
Are you happy with the survey?
Yep.
Okay. That's good business done.
But if anybody wants to take over this, I'm fine with that. Even though there isn't anyone.
Feel free to give me a shout if you need help with something.
No, I'm frustrated. Can you tell? Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys.
You should have been here when it was.
No, I know, Mike.
Barely four of us and lawyers and neighbors fighting with each other.
Oh my gosh, the lawyer thing was.
That was like really why am I?
Well, know, I was here for part of that.
Because at least when we all show up, we're all here like in good faith to try to make.
Yeah, we hit
progress.
The tail end of that.
Oh, I lived through it all.
I think I'm up. My time is up. As of the next meeting.
Okay.
And
I guess
don't
we'll have to elect someone then.
Well, no. I mean, I would love to get a commitment from the people, but I know that's not probably possible. And I'm also really saddened about your frustration with the education. That makes me really sad. But I understand it. It's our tax bill. I wonder if a lot of other people are too.
I would say not the ones that are using that.
I'm not frustrated with it. I mean, our taxes are too high for sure. But, yeah. Are we ready?
Who do you need a commitment from? Us people on this board? Is that
no,
what you're asking
no.
for? No.
I mean, I didn't get any knowledge that Linda wouldn't be here, that Ian wouldn't be here.
But can they get into the
well,
email?
We probably didn't see the email.
I don't know if they can get into the email.
Like, I can't get in the email, so you wouldn't have gotten anything from me because I didn't get anything from you. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't get into the Kirby email, so I didn't get one from
so
you.
So frustrating.
You know what I mean? So then if they can't get into that email, that stems from the whole email
this
issue.
This is what I would do. I can send you this. I just copied it every week. And I have this is months and months because I would just reply all. Hey, everyone, friendly reminder, meeting next Thursday, whatever day, doesn't matter, 6 p.m.
You just send it to everybody?
Here's the agenda. And I have, there's Annie, there's Amanda. I would send it to Amanda. There's Aaron. There's you. You're in it. So you have all of our emails. There's Ian.
I can't get into that Kirby Planning Board email.
You don't need to. You're right there. Hilly D.
Yeah, but I can't see what everybody else is.
Is it blank
yeah, CC?
It's CC'd.
Yeah.
Yeah,
CC'd. Look, I will send you these emails again.
But
that,
but
all I did was I just said, I just put the agenda, which maybe this one's longer because of whatever we were doing. But every month I would just say, hi, everyone. Apologize. The reminder's late. Friendly reminder. Meeting next Thursday. Here's the agenda. And I just said, please reply all if you can't make it. That way we all know, like, hey, there's only three of us that can go. And then it's not like three people reply to you and you have to email like, oh, three people can't make it, so can't... You know, I said, please reply all. I will send it to you.
Okay.
And it was a direct reminder to each person, like, friendly reminder, we have a meeting. Please come. And people were better at...
communicating.
Right here,
it.
Thanks for the reminder. You wrote, I'll be there. So there's two people responded, I plan to be there. Which, this is the problem. Somebody responded from Kirby... planning board email and didn't write their name. So I don't, you see, when we're all using that one email, that's why
you
just,
know who it is unless they sign
just for meeting planning,
unless they
personal.
Say their name at the bottom of the message.
I would never send anyone like the survey or anything to their personal email because I already dealt with all the personal email stuff. The only thing I would ever send is,
meeting invite.
Hey, please remember the meeting. And that's it. Or reply to everyone if you can. So right now I can send you several of our emails.
And I have Jerry and David's.
Yes.
But I have to do everything via my phone, which because I don't have a computer. So
that's what everyone does now.
Do you have an iPad?
It doesn't work anymore.
If we start one email chain that's just like, hey, just so everyone knows, next month the meeting is Wednesday, whatever, all you're going to have to do...
It's going to be Thursdays. It was Wednesday this time because of July 4th.
Okay. Yeah, I missed, so I didn't know if we had changed it.
No, we didn't.
But all you'll have to do from now on is hit reply all and just say, hey, everybody, friendly reminder... get your ass to the meeting next week.
Yeah, it makes
week.
It super easy if you start like a chain email and then just
that's
reply
all. This,
all
this is
to
a
it.
Huge chain. And then yeah. When you want to look back and say like, oh, who was at that meeting? You got some notes in there.
Okay.
I will send you
it
all.
It makes it easier for other people to communicate back to, really. I mean, instead of having to remember to check the Kirby email, you know, it comes into your personal. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. The meeting. Make sure it's in my calendar.
Gmails are so easy to switch back and forth, though. Once you're in forever until you get a new phone, right, Hillary?
Yeah.
I don't remember what mine was. It wanted
I want it on my personal, so I remember, like, yeah.
Or something? I don't know. It was, like, sending it to some phone we didn't know or something.
Yeah,
it was why
I
Jerry, what's your email?
To let you in, right? I didn't know whose phone I was trying to go to.
Right.
Right, mm-hmm. And then someone changed it, probably thinking that it was their own
good.
Kirby planning email, not understanding that it's everybody's or something. It gets confusing. So much stuff going on.
Annie, I'm trying to see. Yep, you're Patuan 3.
Yeah.
Aaron, I'm gonna put your town office one. Who else? I got Ian, Falcom. There we go.
Linda.
I'm going to put Amanda Gochi because she is our admin.
Sometimes she does come, yeah.
I always invite her because we need to coordinate with her. So
she's
come
a couple times.
Know. Yeah, she's pretty good to come and see what we're doing and let us know if she needs something from us. So I got Hillary, Jerry, Annie, Aaron. You're going to have my
Linda.
Email in this. Then Linda,
and
Ian.
And Mary.
And
I don't have David's.
Right here it is, at the very top.
Oh, yeah. DK.
Good investigation skills.
DKEIKENBERRY. DKEIKENBERRY@gmail.com.
Okay.
Jerry, what's your last name?
Toomey. T as in Tom, O-O-M-E-Y.
So here's...
What was it? T-O-M?
You, Jerry, T-O-O-M-E. Annie, and mine is
seven.
The one sending it, okay? So there's four of us. Ian, Linda, and David. There's seven.
Here, so
plus you got Aaron and Amanda in there.
Okay.
And I just called it meeting
and
reminder.
It's J-E-E-N. R-R-Y?
Yes.
And it's just, if you just hit reply all.
I was doing Hillary's name.
Pull it up and see if it works.
While, so just
and I just send a quick. I write friendly reminder.
Right.
But it's like, we're all adults. We all should be paying attention. This is what we signed up for it. And I say that knowing that I missed one. So,
right. So when did
it happen? Things happen. Life happens, but you should hear from the majority.
You should have everyone's email.
But I thought you said you sent them to everybody individually.
No, in a group. Because
a group,
I wrote,
a group,
it's
a group
all
email.
Everybody in one group, and I said, if you can't make it, hit reply all, because, you know.
Then everybody knows.
Yeah, then we all know, like, hey, it's only going to be four of us, or it's going to be two of us, and don't go.
Okay.
We set it up right now on her phone and send it out just
next
regular scheduled meeting, August 7th, 2025.
Did you get that one, or?
Yep.
What if you hit reply all now?
Should be down in
and just see if you got. You should have everybody plus me. What do you see?
Yep.
Yeah, it should be reply all, and it should be the whole group.
You got it. So if you just put there, what's our next meeting?
August.
August 7th. And at what time will it be?
6 o'clock.
Okay, August. Next regular scheduled meeting, August 7th. 2025 at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. And we'll just do a practical test right now. It should.
Plus, I usually do put it in my phone calendar, so I get a reminder.
Yeah, mine's auto in there for whatever. But if you get sick, you get sick. If something else happens, like a graduation or whatever the heck.
So if you put August 7th, 6 p.m., please reply all if you can't make it.
Do other people on the board know that this was rescheduled for, I mean, is it somebody going to show up tomorrow?
They shouldn't, but if they didn't check the email like me last week, then they might. Who knows?
I'm just curious.
I mean, if they didn't check the email, they would have been here last Thursday, right?
I would have seen them. I came last Wednesday, actually. Whatever. It was a 7-minute drive, and I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, that it's getting old.
Yeah.
Burlington. It's in such bad shape.
Oh, no.
So you just sent that out to everybody, correct?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the whole group, right?
My truck.
That's all seven of us plus Aaron and Amanda, who's our field agent. Yeah, she's our James Bond out there. Or whatever version of that.
So that was basically setting up the planning board email right then and there, correct?
That one is just, I mean, again, you don't have to use it the way that I did, but all I did with that was just a monthly, like a week before. I tried to do it a week before.
Or the beginning of the week sometimes, which is fine.
Yeah, I would just say
actually feel like the beginning of the week is better.
Right.
Usually I would have to have the agenda for Aaron 7 days ahead. So I would usually just check in with Erin the Thursday before, because I know she's working that day. And then I would put together a brief agenda, what I knew we were doing, plus new business, whatever comes up between now and then, and just send it to everybody, like, here's what we're looking at. We're working on the planning thing. I would put, we got to page 2 of the document, and so please review it if you can before you come in. Like, it was pretty basic, just trying to help move the it easier for people to be doing what they need to do.
Anything else?
Any other new business?
We don't have any.
Okay. You feel better?
You know, not really.
It'll get better.
I'm sorry to hear it.
I'm frustrated with this. I am frustrated with this. I can understand Marty what's going on totally. I stopped.
You have to adjourn your meeting before you shut off that off.
Okay.
It actually didn't shut off anyway.
Second.
So. You're good. You have to like hold it.